It's a download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, the impulsive hearts are in studio with me, ready to rock out here in the Allstate Showcase studio. There's already a crowd outside. It's when the crowd sees guitars, they always stick around. The band is the brainchild of Danielle Sines. Sines is songwriter and frontwoman for the guitar-driven pop trio. I see John's not here, but Dan Julian plays percussion. Dan is here. Danielle Sines is also here. They got a show at the Red Line Tap in Rogers Park on the 11th. And big news, just announced that they will be playing the Taste of Chicago this year. How about that? Woohoo! They are joining us in studio. Danielle, Dan, good to see you. Thanks for being here. All right, so let's talk about this. I say guitar-driven pop trio. What do you think of that? I mean, I was trying to think of how to classify or categorize the music that you're producing.
I mean, that makes total, complete sense to me. That's what we're going for most of the time. I mean, other than Dan, I play keys and I also play a little bit of accordion that's on the record, but it's completely impossible to replicate myself in that many ways. And John plays bass and guitar and saxophone, so I mean, it's the kind of same thing for him. Yeah.
Let me, quick, before we get to the music, I mean, I'm always interested in how a band, especially a band that when I read, you know, that this is really an outgrowth of your work, you know, you mm-hmm. tried solo work, you didn't really like it. Yeah. But how you record, because, yeah. you know, there's do you bring the stuff in and then say, here's what I want you guys to do? How collaborative is the process with Impulsive Hearts?
For us, I think it's very collaborative. I think that without each of the individual members, we would have a completely different band and it would have a completely different sound. So for us, it's a huge collaborative process. Like John and Dan and I have been in a band in some form since college, so we've been friends for a very long time. So to be able to do this with them means a lot more in some ways,
right.
because we've been friends for such a long time. And it makes me happy, I don't know, prideful, all of those sorts of things, to be able to say that they're equal collaborators.
And I would also think there'd be a shorthand as well. If you guys have been performing together for a while, it makes it a lot easier to sort of make corrections or to edit songs or work together in that form.
Yeah, I think it's easier to say something to one another and not have the other person take offense or, you know, right. like leave the band, other such things. Like, we've had a lot of dramatic moments just because we've been friends for such a long time that we've been able to work through, so it's nice in that way. Dan can fill in all the other secrets of this, though. So
Dan, I think the
secret,
yeah,
so many secrets.
Sure, nice.
Yeah, right.
Well, it'll be hard to hear you, Dan, just because you're behind
behind
the set here. Why don't we play some music? Then I'll ask you about the Taste of Chicago, because that's
okay.
going to be a big gig for you guys.
The
Impulsive Hearts are in studio with me here on the download. What's the song we're going to hear?
Save Yourself.
Save Yourself. All right, Save Yourself, the Impulsive Hearts.
I'm not even trying.
Oh, that's the leg. Yes. That's going to be jacked up for Monday night.
Good. That's what
I
try.
The Impulsive Hearts in studio here on the download. Danielle Sines and Dan Julian on drums. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll hear some more live music and talk about the taste of Chicago. Woo-hoo. It's the download. Stay with us. All right, so download here on WGN Radio. I'm Justin Kaufman. We're going to 11. Then pretty late with Patty Vasquez takes over. Patty is in Los Angeles. She'll do the show from there, which is awesome. Coming up tomorrow, got a good show tomorrow. Alicia Tate's going to be with me. Longtime, I guess, academic here in town. We talk about her new study on the gender gap. So we're going to talk with Alicia Tate coming up tomorrow on the program. Also, Mike Fouché will be here, as well as Josh Mogerman from NRDC. We're going to talk about bomb trains.
What is that?
There's a thing that's happening now where crude oil tankers are coming through Chicago, like very close to downtown into neighborhoods. They crisscross because they're coming in from Canada, because this is the rail capital of the world. But what they're carrying, if there was a derailment, could blow up a city neighborhood.
Ooh.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so
that's important.
Bomb train. So we're going to talk about that tomorrow. Good. The Impulsive Hearts are in studio. Danielle Sines and Dan Julian are here. John Paul is not, but the two of you are here. The guitar-driven pop trio. We just heard some music. We're going to hear one more song before the end. You guys have a show at the Red Line Tap, which I love that place, up in Rogers Park, the old Heartland crew there. But you're playing Taste of Chicago.
True.
I just have a question about when you play a stage like that, and I've been down there and I've seen those stages, and I mean, how do you adjust your set when you play outdoors and you have to play to a different kind of crowd that may not be so captive inside, may be a little bit more, I took the metro down and I want to see what's happening. Like, how do you change your act, if you do it all, for the stage like that?
I think you just got to come at them strong right out of the gate and just hope for the best.
Wow them. Yeah. That's, I think, our attack approach.
A lot of people there just hanging out, watching music, eating great food, and there's going to be so many other things that they can be doing, so we just got to
grab their attention.
Yeah,
right?
We'll be right, like, just right before Billy Idol, so I feel like there will be some people that are there for us that will then gravitate over to Billy Idol,
which
I just have to be okay with, because there's a part of me that's also wouldn't mind
gravitating
there. Yeah, no, I mean, like, it would be nice to be doing both, but you know, no, but I would like Billy Idol to gravitate towards us too,
right?
So that would be nice.
That could happen, right?
I don't know, we'll see. Well, I would like to,
you know, I'd read the piece that Jessica Hopper did on you guys in the Tribune a while back about, you know, your recording process, you know, not being so, not just stopping. Like, you guys, you know, did some stuff in the studio and you said maybe that's not the sound that you want.
Yeah.
You want to switch it up, maybe do some stuff live, use that. Talk about your recording process, because you guys record yourselves.
So when I recorded in the studio, it was so, I think for me, anxiety provoking, that I wanted to be a bit more in control of the whole process, and also be able to kind of navigate our sound. And like, I remember being in the studio and not really loving the way that my guitar was sounding and not having any real tools to change it. And I think that was a big part for me of just wanting to do something a little bit different. And I think that a big piece is, because John is in Northern Michigan, it helps us to kind of build, opposed to being like, this is our only shot to do this, but to say, okay, well, here's like a good beginning, and then we're going to continue on that. And maybe even later say, you know, I heard this crazy thing in my head that I would really like to record, and have the opportunity to actually do it, because we have a little bit
more. And that's
the
collaborative process
you
were talking about, being able to send stuff back and forth and do that. It seems like the new norm here for music.
Yeah,
it's
really kind of lovely in its own self, because we are able to kind of be in constant communication without being, I think, annoying for the most part. I mean, I think I'm fairly annoying. I send probably like 5 emails a day for like band-related things, and I'm just like, yeah, on a good day. There's like some days that we go into, I was reflecting on some of the rants where I was just like, man, We went on a tangent here. We didn't get anything done, actually.
Well, that's good, though. Those are sometimes you need those kind of
emails.
No. The Impulsive Hearts are in studio. Danielle Sines and Dan Julian are here. You guys want to play another one? What's the name of the track?
This is called Come On.
Come On?
Yeah.
All right. Come On. Is it off of Sorry in the Summer?
It's off of Sorry in the Summer.
Sorry in the Summer is the record that was put out in February, March by the Impulsive Hearts. Dan Julian on drums here. Danielle Sines is going to be a guitar and singing. All right, come on here on the download. Let's hear it. Impulsive Hearts in studio with me, Danielle Sines and Dan Julian. They're playing in the Red Line Tap on the 11th, May 11th, but they're also playing Taste of Chicago right before Billy Idol. Right before Billy Idol. Thanks so much for coming out, you guys, and thanks for the live music. We appreciate it.